Look at this. They got a snake at Jerry's, got them some doves at the 104, a baby tiger, a chimp. And that's where the people are going, Darlene said. You gotta keep up with things in this business. Thanks a lot. Since it's your idea, you got any suggestions?
I suggest we vote unanimous against changing over to a zoo.
Keep on the floor, Lana said.
We could use my cockatoo, Darlene said. I've been practicing a smash dance with it. The bird's very smart. You ought to hear that thing talk.
In color bars, people's all the time trying to keep birds out.
Give the birds a chance, Darlene pleaded.
Whoa, Joan said. Watch out. Your orphan friend just pulling in. It's humanitarian time.
George was slouching through the door in a bulky red sweater, white denims, and beige flamenco boots with slim pointed toes. On both his hands there were tattoos of daggers drawn with ballpoint pen.
Sorry, George, nothing for the orphans today, Lana said quickly. See that? Well, them orphans, they better start applying to the United Fawn,
Joan said and blew some smoke on the daggers.
We having trouble with salary as it is. Charity begin at home.
Huh?
George asked.
They're sure keeping a bunch of hoods in the orphanages these days, Darlene observed. I wouldn't give him nothing, Lana. He's operating some kind of shakedown racket, if you ask me. If this kid's an orphan, I'm the Queen of England.
Come here, Lana said to George and led him out onto the street.
What's the matter?
George asked.
I can't talk in front of those two jerks, Lana said. Look, this new porter's not like the old one. This smartass has been asking me about this orphan crap since he first saw you. I don't trust him. I got cop trouble already.
Then get yourself a new jig. There's plenty around.
I couldn't get a blind Eskimo for the salary I'm paying him. I got him on something of a deal, like discount price. And he thinks if he tries to quit, I can get him arrested for vagrancy. The whole thing's a deal, George. I mean, in my line of business, you gotta keep your eye peeled for a bargain, understand?
But what about me?
This Jones goes out to lunch from 12 to 12:30, so you come around about 12:45.
What am I supposed to do with them packages all afternoon? I can't do nothing till after 3. I don't want to be carrying that stuff around.
Go check it in the bus station. I don't care. Just be sure they're safe. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lana went back into the bar.
I sure hope you told that kid off, Darlene said. Somebody ought to report him to the Better Business Bureau.
Whoa!
Come on, Lana. Give me and the bird a chance. We're boffo.
It used to be the old Kiwanis types like to come in and watch a cute girl shake it a little. Now it's got to be with some kind of animal. You know what's wrong with people today? They're sick. It's hard for a person to earn an honest buck.
Lana lit a cigarette and matched Jones cloud for cloud.
Okay, we audition the bird. It's probably safer for you to be on my stage with a bird than on my stools with the cop. Bring in the goddamn bird.
This book is continued on Disc 4.